91X News.
It's plus 9 and sunny. I'm Shawnee Rochetti with 91X News. A woman in Ontario is facing a mischief charge after police received more than a dozen false 911 calls. Police in Halton Region say 17 calls were made starting in September. These calls involved a wide array of false emergency situations in the town of Milton. It is alleged that the caller took a number of steps to mask the person's identity, including the use of digital voice alteration and unassigned phones. After an investigation, police say they have identified a suspect and executed a search warrant at a Milton residence yesterday. Sarah Taylor of Milton is charged with public mischief. Police say they take false or unintended 911 calls very seriously and warn that they can jeopardize the safety of responding officers and other callers who might have legitimate emergencies. A lawsuit has been launched in Calgary against Cineplex for allegedly not honoring Cheap Tuesday pricing. Matthew Starchuk says that he was charged full price to see The Amazing Spider-Man on July 3rd, even though it was a Tuesday. He later read online that tickets that night were to be discounted. Starchuk says that an employee at the Cineplex Theater told him that the discount was not to be available because of the U.S. 4th of July holiday. The next day, Starchuk says another Cineplex employee told him contractual agreements prevented the company from discounting tickets on the holiday. The law firm Dockett & Company is encouraging any other filmgoers who paid full price on a Tuesday at a Cineplex theater to join the class action suit. The Salvation Army says it will still be giving toys to needy children this Christmas despite the alleged theft of approximately $100,000 of toys and donations from a Toronto facility. A spokesperson for the charity said that a whistleblower alerted the charity to, quote, irregularities at the Railside Road warehouse and distribution center a few months ago. John Murray says the organization immediately got its auditors involved and soon realized it had been victimized by what he called, quote, an intentional and targeted scheme that went on for about 2 years. The charity is working with police and outside experts to deal with the case and appealed people not to lose confidence in the charity. Statistics Canada is reporting that Canadians over 50 who are diagnosed with a chronic condition such as heart disease are rarely making lifestyle changes that could extend their lives. Most likely to make changes, people were diagnosed with diabetes, although the changes were small. The 12-year study of more than 17,000 Canadians found those who developed a respiratory disease like asthma or emphysema reported little changes in smoking behavior or eating habits, and they also became less physically active. Liberal leader Bob Rae has apologized for a colleague who suggests Alberta Conservative MPs are shrills for the oil industry and should go home. Rae says Ottawa MP David McGuinty's comments were a mistake and certainly not helpful, coming less than a week before a Calgary by-election where the Liberals have high hopes on an upset.
Obviously, it's not helpful. That's why I'm saying I'm unreservedly and without qualification, I apologize. It doesn't reflect my views. It doesn't reflect my approach to this issue. It doesn't reflect the way in which I would address it or describe it. It doesn't reflect my view of how MPs do their job.
McGuinty himself has not apologized and has not responded to requests to explain his remark. Rae says he has not yet decided whether McGuinty should be stripped of his post as of the party's national resource critic. The mummified head of Maori warrior is headed home. The remains of the male warrior with tattooed skin were handed over to authorities of a New Zealand museum in a traditional ceremony today. Maori officials say they have spent a quarter century trying to remove from display and return home for a proper burial. They say some 320 remains from the 500 known sets around the world located in 14 different countries. Today's ceremony marked the fifth and last Canadian head to be returned to a museum in this country. London Mayor Joe Fontana is being charged with fraud, breach of trust by a public official, and uttering foreign documents. Fontana faces allegations he used more than $20,000 in federal government money to help pay for his son's wedding reception in 2005. He's expected to be at a news conference tomorrow to talk about his political future. Ontario's top court has overturned the murder conviction of a man who slit a woman's throat because of the way the jury was selected. Colin Perkle has more.
Ontario's Court of Appeal says Claire Spires should get a new trial. In its ruling, the court sided with Spires, who argued police and Crown carried out extensive and improper pre-screening of prospective jurors. The information, which wasn't disclosed to the defense, was designed to exclude anyone who may have had a negative attitude toward law enforcement. The appeal court said the vetting disrupted the balance in the jury and amounted to a miscarriage of justice. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
With a ceasefire announcement in the Gaza crisis, the Security Council has suspended a formal opening debate that was scheduled for this afternoon. The council has been silent since Israel launched air raids on Hamas in Gaza, responding to the month of Hamas rocket fire onto Israel. Arab National on Tuesday had called for an open debate if a ceasefire was not arranged. Instead, the council will hold closed consultations, then hear a report by video conference from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who has been talking with leaders in the Middle East on the crisis. That's 91X News to 406. Austin McKay has sports next.
Santa's suit may be red, but his heart is green. Help the jolly red elf stay green this year with Quinte Conservation's Adopt an Acre program. Adopt an acre for yourself or for someone you love this Christmas for only $20. Purchase two or more acres and receive a plush chipmunk. The real chipmunks will thank you. All donations are tax deductible. Santa's favorite. For more information, visit quinteconservation.ca. Quinte Conservation, dreaming of a green Christmas.
Good afternoon, I'm Austin McKay with 91X Sports. The OHL had a matinee game today that was completely one-sided. The Mississauga Steelheads hosted their annual school day hockey game that started at 11 a.m. They played the Guelph Storm, and what a mess they left. Guelph spanked the Steelheads 8-0. Scott Kazmichuk netted a pair while Jason Dickinson put a hat-trick up. Three other games going on in the OHL tonight. Barrie heads to Owen Sound, Windsor is in Plymouth, and the Saginaw Spirit heads to Sault Ste. Marie, where defenseman Ryan Sproul is expected to return to the lineup for the Hounds tonight. The Belleville Bulls hit the ice again tomorrow in Erie. In junior hockey now, the Trenton Golden Hawks have the night off before going up to Kingston tomorrow. There's one game on tonight with Toronto Lakeshore taking on Georgetown. In junior C hockey, no games will be played tonight, but two of the top teams will battle it out tomorrow. The first place Picton Pirates host Port Hope at 7:30. The Calgary Stampeders mascot might have to stay in the stable during the Grey Cup on Sunday. A horse named Quick Six usually charges down the sidelines at McMahon Stadium in Calgary where the Stampeders score a touchdown. But Grey Cup organizers say due to game day setup and camera and staging, there's no room for the horse to gallop safely along Rogers Center. Plaxico Burress says he's ready to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday against Cleveland. The 6'4" Steelers signed the 35-year-old wide receiver yesterday to shore up some injuries to the receiving corps. Burress says he still thinks there's plenty of football left in him and sees no reason why he can't play against the Browns. The Steelers also signed former Patriot Brian Hoyle due to an injury bug that hit their quarterbacks. The NBA is full of games tonight with 14. The Toronto Raptors are in action against a surprising Charlotte Bobcats team. Toronto is looking to shake off their loss to Philadelphia last night. The Raptors gave up a lead in the fourth quarter to lose 106-98 to the Sixers. A look at some other games tonight. Monte Ellis and the Milwaukee Bucks take on Joel Anthony in the Miami Heat. The OKC Thunder host the Clippers, and the Brooklyn Nets take over Golden State in the late game. For our final story, there's going to be a new women's soccer league in the United States. It's the third attempt at a women's soccer pro league. Women's professional soccer was the most recent attempt, but folded this year. Eight destinations will be a part of the league's new start, including Boston, Chicago, Kansas City, New Jersey, Portland, Washington, D.C., and the western side of New York State. The league is set to start in March or April of next year. The Canadian and Mexican soccer federations are on board for the league, looking to use the league to develop their talents. That's 91X Sports for 4 o'clock. Send us your team or league scores via email to sports@91x.fm. Good afternoon. I'm Austin McKay. Here's Shawnee Ricchetti with 91X Weather.
It's 4:09 and plus 9. Today, sunny, high of 9. Tonight, clear, fog developing after midnight, low minus 3. Thursday, fog dissipating early in the morning, then sunny, high 11. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Shawnee Ricchetti with Austin McKay. News is next at 6.
We're celebrating 20 years of alternative radio. This is 91X.